WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The U.S. Justice Department is threatening to cut off federal crime-fighting funds for D.C. because of the city's status as a sanctuary city. 28 other cities and states are also facing possible loss of federal funds, so D.C. now has until December 8th to convince the Justice Department the local policies don't interfere with federal immigration enforcement. D.C. police are looking for witnesses to help them investigate as they investigate four separate shooting incidents overnight. In all, five people were shot. One was killed, a woman on Just Street Northeast. Senate candidate Roy Moore and his allies in Alabama are bracing for an extended conflict, not with Democrats, but with their fellow Republicans in Washington.
State GOP leaders held an emergency meeting last night, and despite the allegations, despite what's being said about Roy Moore on Capitol Hill, state leaders are continuing to stand by him.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. The GOP tax overhaul has hit a roadblock in the Senate, as Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson has now become the first GOP lawmaker to say he opposes his party's tax legislation. And Johnson says President Trump has called him personally to discuss the matter. Meanwhile, the House is set to vote on its version of the tax cut bill today. Thanksgiving is just a week away. And if you'll be traveling 50 miles or more for the holiday, you'll have lots of company.
More Washingtonians will be traveling this Thanksgiving than have in the last 12 years, according to AAA Mid-Atlantic spokesman John Townsend. 90% of travelers will be taking road trips, meaning traffic.
It will be horrendous, horrific, and terrible.
Especially on I-95 and 270. The worst day to travel
was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, but people have gotten smart and they're leaving early,
making the Tuesday before Thanksgiving the new worst day to travel. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County Council members are getting a visit today from Maryland's Transportation Secretary. And they'll have plenty of questions for him.
Those questions will likely center around Governor Larry Hogan's big $9 billion plan to add express toll lanes on 270 in the Beltway. Many council members say Montgomery County wasn't consulted at all before Hogan made the announcement. In the time since,
it's not clear that they're listening.
Councilmember Mark Aldrich wants Secretary Pete Ron to hear their concerns more than anything else.
We can't afford, and they know they can't afford, what they put on the table. We've got to figure out how do you solve problems within your resources.
He says 270 only needs two reversible lanes, and on the Beltway around Rock Creek Park,
you can't widen the Beltway. You cannot do any more damage to the park.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The National Zoo says it's keeping a close eye on one of the giant pandas.
Tian Tian has lost some weight over the last few months, and that's prompted the National Zoo to give him a preventative health exam. Dr. Donald Neifer is the zoo's chief veterinarian.
Pandas go through a yearly weight fluctuation up and down, and during breeding years, male pandas in particular, will lose weight and condition.
Tian Tian, who is 20 years old, has now been returned to the giant panda habitat, and you can watch him on the panda cams. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,271, the Nasdaq at 6706. Sports, the Wizards win their fourth straight, beating Miami. College basketball, Maryland and Georgetown win, Navy and AU lose. Max Scherzer wins his second consecutive Cy Young Award. Corey Kluber wins it for the American League. WMAL News Time 704 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Isn't it interesting I'm the only one talking about this?
Mark Levin.
You won't see it in the lib media. The backbenchers haven't figured it out yet. No.
6 to 9 p.m.
Hence me. I'm here at night.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst. Stars Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 as you pass Business 234. Crash to the shoulder. Now, beyond that, of course, you know the volume with us. Centerville, Fair Oaks, and as you approach the Beltway. Hit the 7 o'clock hour, and it's magical. We have the crash cleared. Boy, we had a tough morning, and it continues to be with the remaining delays. The freeway, overturned vehicle, crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel, gone. However, the delay out of Virginia looks like we're going to be in solid here for the rush. We're almost back to the Beltway, so be prepared for that. George Washington Parkway jammed to try to get up onto the 14th Street Bridge. And also on the westbound freeway was rubbernecking just to get by the scene of the crash. Now, the Maryland Beltway, interloop near 50, that crash was on the shoulder. Just a slight distraction. Heaviest right now to the Wilson Bridge back near 5 and topside through Silver Spring heading over toward 270. On 270, it's just been the volume delay. Delays and better news on Metro Rail. They are no longer single tracking the blue line trains, but now they have to get back up on speed here. So single tracking no longer on the blue lines, and the silver lines are completely running again as well. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds mix with some sunshine, a passing shower, upper 50s overnight tonight, falling down to 39 degrees. Sunshine and clouds tomorrow with a high 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Chantilly, 43 in Gaithersburg, 45 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. House Republicans are optimistic they'll pass their tax cut plan today. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, 7:15 this morning, just a couple minutes away. Stephen Mosher is a China expert. Going to break down the president's trip and his words yesterday, speaking from the White House. 7:35, Dr. Tony Zeiss will join us, the executive director of that new Bible museum in Washington, D.C. And then at 8:05, Congressman Steve King. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us now is Mark Lauder. Mark is the former, the spokesperson for former Vice President. He's the former spokesperson for the current Vice President, Mike Pence. Wow, that took me. Let's try that again.
I think you got it.
Yeah, I got it. Mark, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Thankfully, it doesn't have to go on a business card. That'd be a lot.
Wanted to talk to you about this tax bill. How confident are you that they're going to pass this bill?
Very confident. The House Republicans have been targeting this for a while. It's one thing that Republicans have been talking about for a good long time. They need to cut taxes, and they'll have the votes this afternoon to do it.
And do you think that we already know that we have some senators? We've got Ron Johnson, who says that he is not going to vote for this. So they're going to be walking a very, very fine razor's edge with this. Do you see anyone else pulling at all? Yeah, obviously not. You think that he's going to be the only one?
Well, the Senate will vote next week after Thanksgiving. It'll go through committee, either this week. Before they leave for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But when the Senate takes it up next week, and they still have a little bit of time to get all the votes there, but I think they're very close. The Senate bill is, it targets middle-class Americans. That way they can get tax cuts there. Also reforming the corporate tax code to create jobs, increase wages. And while there still be a little bit of discussion, on the periphery of this, but I think by and large, it looks like the Senate's getting very close to having the votes they need to pass that as well.
The most contentious part of this seems to be the salt taxes. Will there be a full deduction of them? Will there be a limit on them when all is said and done, or not at all?
Well, that'll be interesting to work out, because the House bill does include limits. It caps property tax deductions at $10,000, but does not include state and local income taxes. The Senate version does not include any of that. And there's a really big policy argument that needs to be taking place there, because when you look at the salt deductions, for the state and local income taxes, I mean, it does disproportionately benefit the wealthiest 1%. More than 70% of people don't get any benefit from this deduction at all. And there's a great focus on it in terms of the amount of people who are making six figures. About 88% of the people who take the SALT deduction are making over six figures already. And you also have a broader argument in terms of you have low tax states, like the state that I'm originally from in Indiana, where they have low property taxes, low state and local income taxes, and yet if you have to shrink the size of their tax cut to offset the fact that there are high tax states like California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, is it fair to tell someone out in a state that has low taxes or even such as like Texas or Tennessee that has no state income taxes that they should have a smaller tax cut because you have some other states that have very high taxes that haven't been able to manage their budgets as well?
But wait, don't those states also, though, those high tax states, first of all, six figures is nothing to live, you know, that's what it costs to live in those states. So a lot of people would benefit from it, not just rich people. But those states also traditionally get less money back from the federal government. For every dollar they send to Washington, they traditionally get less money back.
Well, again, there's a very good policy argument. This has been discussed for a long time. I mean, even President Reagan in 1985 was talking about the need to eliminate the state and local tax deduction because it was basically incentivizing or covering for some states who raise their taxes that are much further or much higher than they are in other areas. And it doesn't treat every American fairly in terms of where you have some people from very low tax states paying for the high tax climates in other areas. By eliminating it, you also bring a new awareness to folks in those states to go, we need to get our state taxes under control, and maybe that's an opportunity for them to start lowering their taxes.
Mark, of course, you've worked, obviously, with the vice president. What is the vice president's role on Capitol Hill? I know he's been an envoy many times on this. What is he doing these days?
Well, right now he's obviously spending a lot of time talking to both members of the House and the Senate about the need to pass tax reform.
Right.
But they're also not stopping there. They're continuing their work in terms of repealing and replacing Obamacare, getting a budget passed,
right,
investing in our military. So there are a lot of things that are going on right now. The vice president plays a leading role on behalf of the president on Capitol Hill since he spent so much time as a member of Congress. Before becoming elected governor of Indiana,
yes.
So it's just one of the many roles that he plays, and it's a natural fit for him since he is so familiar with the legislative process.
I want to talk about one of his roles that's really important in the legislative process. It's to be that tie-breaking vote, and it's also to preside over the Senate. We've talked to people who've been advising the White House, including Larry Kudlow, on this tax reform plan, and Larry's beef here is that look, no matter what happens, Mike Pence can overrule the parliamentarian in order to get reconciliation approved, meaning just a simple majority vote will get this tax plan through the Senate, no matter how it ends up in terms of its budget score. Is that the kind of thing that Mike Pence would do? Would he overrule the parliamentarian if he had to?
Well, I wouldn't want to get out there ahead of him before something like that, because obviously you have specific instances rather than just making general blanket statements. But one of the things that the leader, Senator McConnell, and then the leadership, they're very traditional and they honor the rules and the histories of that chamber. So doing something like that may not necessarily be where the leadership would like to be. While I know there are some members out there that would prefer to see more of a bold tactic to overturn some of the arcane rules and the historical standards of the Senate. But you have a lot of senators, you have a lot of in leadership that respect those traditions of the Senate and the previous rules. So it would probably be something that would have to be looked at a very specific level. But I wouldn't want to make a blanket statement ahead of the vice president doing anything. And it definitely would be something that would be done in conjunction with the leadership.
Right. So you're not obviously ruling it out. This is actually part of the rules. It's just a little used aspect of those rules in the Senate. And again, this is like if it comes down that the score is even slightly away from what the parliamentarian will allow, the vice president can overrule it, nevertheless say, hey, getting an entire tax package through that they want without having to make any adjustments for the deficit.
Well, and also, even if the chair, in this case, the president of the Senate being the vice president, were to overrule that parliamentarian, there would still be a vote to uphold to that ruling of the chair. So you still have, you'd have to have the leadership, you'd have to have the membership on board with those kinds of things. And so, again, it's something that you always take a look at. You even take a look at the change a few years ago, that Democrats made allowing, removing the filibusters from confirmation of judicial nominees
That's
a
right.
few years ago, and then come back, you know, a few years later, a decade later or so, and then they're decrying the same rule that they did. So it's just something you always have to be careful of when you start meddling and tampering with some of the longtime traditions of the Senate, and that's something that I know that the Vice President and the leadership are very cognizant of.
Well, it's super interesting, something that we'll all keep our eyes out open for. Mark Lotter, really appreciate you giving us an update on everything that's going on, sir.
Not a problem. Great to be with you.
Nice Thank to talk you. To you. Chat with you soon.
It's 7:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, I need to begin on the rails. Having problems this morning. Metrorail Blue Line, they had a power issue near Morgan Boulevard. They resolved that. Now they're saying a track issue. And again, they're single-tracking Blue Line trains. So you know what that means. Everyone, you need to plan for extra time. It also has a trickle-down effect. So Blue Line single-tracking between Morgan Boulevard and Largo Town Center, and the Silver Line trains only running between Wheelie Avenue and Stadium Armory. To the roads, out we go. 395 as you come off the Beltway, Edsel Road, 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, jammed earlier, crash on the freeway. The culprit there also gave us delays westbound side of the freeway. How you doing on 66? Well, we had a minor crash. It's over the shoulder quickly, still distracting as we head through Manassas. It was just past Business 234 on the shoulder, and then beyond Centerville, Fair Oaks. Greenway, Tolt Road, no incidents reported. Around the Beltway, Virginia, it's been pretty mellow. Maryland, the heavy volume as you come out of College Park toward 270 and to the Wilson Bridge. We're backing almost back near Route 5 just with that volume delay. Haven't had anything reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy, some sun. There's a slight chance of a rain shower, high 59 degrees. The temperatures are going to fall a little bit, though, this afternoon. It's also going to be windy with winds to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 39. And tomorrow, sunny, some clouds, a high of 53. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 44 degrees at 7:17. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by VDOT Easy Pass.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
All right, joined now by Stephen Mosier. He's the head of the Population Research Institute. He's an internationally recognized authority on China, and he's the author of an upcoming book, Bully of Asia, Why China's Dream is the New Threat to World Order. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
No, thanks for having me.
You know, yesterday the president gave a speech saying America is back. He kind of gave himself a quick report card. Give him an A. returning from Asia. And you wrote for Fox News yesterday that Trump represented the U.S. far better during his Asia trip than Obama ever did. Tell us about that.
Well, I think he behaved like what he in fact was. He behaved like the president of the United States, not a citizen of the world. And he behaved like the leader of the free world. And it seemed to me like the former president had sometimes trouble distinguishing between who our friends were and who our foes were around the world. I wrote Bully of Asia because people don't know that China declared war on us back in 1991. Deng Xiaoping, watching the collapse of the Soviet Union, said to his Politburo colleagues, there's a new Cold War between America and China. America won the first one with the Soviet Union. We're going to win the next one. That we all know. And that's been going on for 26 years. And I think Trump understands that. He went to Asia understanding that China was the focus of all of our problems. I mean, when we talk about an open and free Asia-Pacific, we're talking about China's attempted seizure of the South China Sea. We know our trade difficulties with China. And North Korea is really China. I mean, you have to understand. People have to understand North Korea wouldn't even exist if it weren't for China. And China props it up today with trade and also with a mutual security treaty. China has a mutual security treaty with North Korea guaranteeing its safety. If China gets serious about cutting off trade with North Korea and were to end its security treaty, I think Kim Jong-un would be out of power virtually overnight. So the key to everything is China. I think Trump kept his eye on the ball and brought home the bacon. I mean, he brought home $300+ billion in trade deals. I think Obama's best was $100 billion, so this is 3-1 Trump. He talked to our allies about increasing, you know, fair and equitable trade mm-hmm. between nations. Look, it's not just China, of course. All of the Asian Pacific nations have been taking advantage of America's open and free market for a long time.
Do you believe the Xi regime continues to view the United States and China as in a Cold War? And did President Trump do anything to chip away at that, if so?
Well, Well, I think it's very clear that that China under Xi, now he called Trump called Xi the king of China, and people thought, well, that's naive, but it's not, because Xi Jinping is the new Red Emperor. He has accumulated as much power in his hands as Mao Zedong did at his height. Xi controls the military, the army, the government. He has all these little committees that he's the head of. Everything in China runs now to Xi, and Trump saw that. You know, when in the art of the deal, you identify who your principal is on the other side, and you deal with him. Xi is the principal, and Trump is dealing with him, I think, very effectively. Yeah, I think Xi Jinping wants China to be the global superpower. It wants to replace the United States, and so they are carrying out a kind of economic warfare for us, with us in trade. They're trying to peel away our allies one by one in Asia, extend their sphere of influence. I think everywhere you look, you see this very competitive, this attitude, this willingness to break the rules for any gain for China, any loss for the United States.
There seems to be a genuine camaraderie between President Trump and the other leaders. They all seem to really like him. He got a lot of applause at different speeches. Why is it? Why do they seem to have such an affection for him?
Well, I think, first of all, our allies are certainly reassured that America is back in the region. America is committed to remaining in the Indo-Pacific. Indo-Pacific is a brilliant phrase, by the way, because it includes now India and Australia and Japan, South Korea. Our key allies in the region are now all working together, and we're all democracies, right? We all have regular elections. We all share the same values, the same democratic institutions, and so there's a natural camaraderie there. And they're all a little afraid of China. I mean, look, China has territorial disputes with India. It has territorial disputes with Japan, for example. It's claimed the South China Sea. That's territorial disputes with six different nations. So China is, as I call it, the bully of Asia. I think the Asian Pacific countries, the Indo-Pacific countries, know that the U.S. is there for trade, for openness. We don't make any territorial claims. We just work with people to maintain the current world order and the current open and free international system. China wants to change that system fundamentally, and that's not good for America. It's also not good for our allies in the region, and it's certainly not good for the Chinese people themselves. I mean, the less democratic China becomes, the more the Chinese people, we have to understand, themselves suffer.
Stephen Mosher, real quickly, in the last 30 seconds we have, did he score any points here, the president, on advancing China towards helping with North Korea, and what about with trade?
Oh, I think he put Xi Jinping on notice that he knows that Xi is the key to solving North Korea, and he is. There's no way we hear a lot about Russia.
Yes.
Russia doesn't want to buy, you know, North Korea's coal. Russia has a lot of energy already. So China is the key. The sixth party talks, which went on forever, are over.
Right.
And he's looking to Xi now for progress.
Stephen Mosher, thank you very much. Author of the book Bully of Asia, Why China's Dream is the New Threat to World Order. Breaking it down for us today. Appreciate that, Stephen.
Thank you.
7:23 now on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air.
Football season is the best season of the year. If you had to put a number on the jersey to my team, it'd all be the same. Lucky number 7.
Okay, why lucky number 7, Dave?
Because my stand-up guys at Snell, they're available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week.
Even on game day?
Especially on game day. Whether you prefer the pro game or college, don't let repairs to your home comfort system keep you away from the action on Saturdays or Sundays. No delay of game here.
So, a stand-up guy from Snell is available to tackle my furnace problems 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
7 days a week. It's all part of our winning strategy here at Snell Heating and Air.
Sounds like a home team I can really cheer for. Say, how many football references are we going to fit into one commercial?
If we score 7, we get to go to Disney World.
Really?
Nah, not really. Just kidding.
The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air are available 7-7-7. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
It's 7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by GEHA. Tough spot this morning continues to be 395 delays right as you come off of 95. So we're really backing up even more here to get you across the 14th Street Bridge from the earlier crash on the freeway, now cleared. Westbound side was also slow to get by the incident as well, just with the rubbernecking delays. To the Wilson Bridge, backing almost back near Joint Base Andrews here, back near Route 5. The Beltway's doing much better heading through New Carrollton. Earlier crash near 50, John Hanson Highway. That was over to the shoulder for a while. 270, volume delays continue. Urbana, Hyattstown, and now south of Clarksburg and in through to the Beltway. Improving, 32, but man, it's still slow. 32 has been a tough spot this morning. Multi-car crash and a deer that was involved. 32 east at 108 in the Clarksville area. Update sponsored by GEHA, and with GEHA Dental Connection Dental Federal, you get coverage made for you. It's a plan with no deductible, no waiting period for most procedures. Sign up at GEHADental.com/2018. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Cold front on the move, clouds in this morning, maybe some breaks at times and a passing shower as we get into the afternoon. Sunshine will start to mix in at times. Upper 50s today and then falling temperatures this afternoon, maybe even into the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
When the ball game is on the line, emotion can be a good thing. But when it's your retirement on the line, not so much.
You want to take emotions out of your retirement planning decisions.
Abe and Shelley Abish at Abish Financial Services can help you replace the emotion with a strategy.
We try to encourage folks to have a plan that's more grounded in what's going on in their life and in their goals, and not basing anything on the political arena or anything else that they can't really control.
But what is in our control is the decisions we make regarding our specific retirement plans. And so that's what we should really take ownership of.
Isn't it time you took ownership of your future? Call 571-577-9968 for a complimentary Where Do I Stand plan, a second opinion of your retirement risk. That's 571-577-9968. And be sure to check out Abe and Shelley's Retirement Key radio show, Sunday afternoons at 3 here on WMAL.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. DINOVITE.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Dr. Tony Zeiss. He is the executive director of the Bible Museum. It's opening tomorrow, so we're going to find out what you can expect if you go there. There's some restaurants that sound really fantastic, exhibits for the kids. He'll tell us all about it. It's 7:30, and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is the first GOP senator to say he opposes his party's tax legislation. Johnson says he got a call from President Trump.
He's kind of wondering, what the concern is, and I think he shares the concern.
Meanwhile, the House is set to vote on its version of the tax cut bill today.
It doesn't include a repeal of the Obamacare individual mandate. While the Senate's version does, things seem more sticky. GOP Senator Ron Johnson already said he won't vote for it, and critics like Senator Chuck Schumer say the plan will increase income inequality.
Big corporations get bigger, while the middle class is left stuck in neutral.
Supporters say repealing Obamacare's individual mandate brings $338 billion to the proposal. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
D.C. could stand to lose hundreds of millions of dollars in federal crime-fighting funds because of its status as a sanctuary city. A letter from the Justice Department gives the city a December 8th deadline to convince the department that the city's policies do not interfere with federal immigration enforcement. D.C. police are looking for witnesses as they investigate four separate shooting incidents over a four-hour period. Late last night. Two of the shootings occurred in Northeast Washington, two more in Southeast. Thanksgiving is a week from today, but for those of us planning to be on the road for the holiday, AAA's John Townsend warns
traffic will be horrendous because it would increase by a factor of two the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, especially between 4:45 p.m. and 6 p.m. It would be horrendous, horrific, and terrible.
AAA forecasts that more Washingtonians will be traveling this Thanksgiving than have in the last 12 years. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,271, the NASDAQ at 6,706. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Wizards beat Miami. College basketball, Georgetown and Maryland win. AU and Navy lose. The Caps are in Colorado tonight. And the National League Cy Young Award goes to Max Scherzer of the Nationals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa!
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
The bigger, better Nation's Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Lots of great gifts. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA National Firearms Museum presents a one-time-only exhibit, Firearms Curiosa, an incredible selection of unusual arms, guns blended with knives, a harmonica gun, an 18-shot pepper box revolver, amazing palm pistols, and more. You'll never see these firearms up close again. The Nation's Gun Show, this weekend, 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, and trade, Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nation's Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center, Chantilly, Virginia, this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway delays in Virginia. Looks like a lot of this is going to even extend on to 395. But as you come off of 95, heavy across the 14th Street Bridge due to the earlier crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel, now gone. And then as you leave 95, heading in toward Annandale and over toward Van Dorn, to watch for those delays. No problems to report beyond 236, heading through Tyson's. It's north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge for the volume. Now, coming off the Greenway and onto the toll road, we're doing double check here. We have the delays into Reston, and again, just a little bit beyond, but nothing reported in the way. So as you pass Hunter Mill Road, you're still a bit on the brakes. On to Maryland, 270 southbound. As you make your trip through Urbana and Hyattstown, slowing. And then south of Clarksburg to the Beltway, heavy in the backups crash reported near 118 in the Germantown area. Traveling southbound on 124, also dealing with an incident south of Fieldcrest. So if you're familiar with that stretch, it's before you get to Air Park Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds and some chillier air starts to filter in today. Anything in terms of precipitation will be light and widely scattered. A passing shower otherwise, plenty of cloud cover, maybe some sunshine. Upper 50s falling, maybe into the 40s by later today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Leesburg, 44 in Hyattsville, 44 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. Coming up this morning on Mornings on the Mall, we'll have Congressman Steve King join us. That'll be exciting. Talk about immigration, taxes, you know, everything he likes talking about. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall, Vince Colonna is alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us.
Are you ready for ready?
A miracle joining us. The Bible Museum opening this weekend, and here to tell us all about it is Dr. Tony Zeis. Dr. Zeis, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
For having me on your show.
Well, we're so glad you're here. Well, let's talk about, you've got a preview on Friday, the opening on Saturday. This is being largely funded by the owners of Hobby Lobby. But before I go into what's in the museum, I'd like to know, how long did it take to get from concept to the opening of the doors?
7 years, which was pretty amazing. From the idea to build a museum, the first world-class museum to the Bible in history, to fruition. So it's like truly a dream come true. A lot of hard work, a lot of people who care about this cause of the book called the Bible.
Now, you say this is a non-sectarian museum, and you obviously explore a lot of different things in here. How did you decide, like, what's going in the museum, what's not going in the museum? How was those decisions made?
Well, the first thing is, you're right. It needed to be non-sectarian because the Bible is the foundation for many faith traditions, many religions, And we wanted to present the Bible just as accurately and as authentically as possible without interpreting it in any way. And so that meant we look at a lot of faith traditions, a lot of history, narrative, and the impact. Those are the three themes. So our mission is really to invite all people to engage with the Bible, its history, its narrative, and its impact. And so those three themes drove pretty much what has gone into the museum. Of course, we've worked with over 100 international scholars from all sort of faith traditions, and some of them with no faith. These scholars helped us vet every word that's in the museum, every film, every audio, every placard. And so that's how we've done it. Of course, we've worked with other museums who want to be a part of this museum. So the like the Israeli Antiquity Authority, they've never loaned out their antiquities before, but they did this time, and they have a whole gallery. Then we've got the Vatican, and we have the Vatican Library Gallery. And we have a museum from Amsterdam, another second one from Israel, one from Germany. So all this is really a worldwide museum about this amazing book that was written over about 2,000 years and with 40 different people.
Now, I know there are, obviously, the Bible wasn't originally written in English. So as a result, there are various translations of the Bible. There are also there are some books excluded in some versions of the Bible. You have the King James Bible. You have the New American Bible. How do you resolve sort of those divisions?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, basically, it was pretty easy. We said we'll include all of them. For instance, the Hebrew Bible, Old Testament, half of the museum is really that. Then there's the Protestant Bible, and then there's the Catholic Bible, which has several more books called the Apocrypha, so we include those books. And then there's the Ethiopic Bible, and they have some books that even the Catholics don't have, so we included those. So we just included all of the faith traditions, and we look at all of them. So I think the scholars have done a wonderful job at vetting it. And by the way, they would go back to the earliest traditions and the earliest copies of the books as possible to keep things as authentic as possible. So they would interpret things from the Greek or the Hebrew or the Aramaic Bible.
Now, as I'm walking through the museum, if I break any rules, am I punished more harshly in the Old Testament section of the museum? Or
No,
it's not. It's not an eye for an eye or anything over there. Okay, curious.
No.
So, let me ask you, you know, there's a lot of mythology that surrounds the Bible, too. We see things like the Da Vinci Code and all sorts of, like, you know, basically Bible fan fiction, like where people take bizarre stories out from the Bible. Yeah. Is that addressed at all in the museum?
No, not much, other than on the impact floor. And the impact floor is really to demonstrate how pervasive Bible text is in our cultures, particularly the Western culture. And so it might be addressed there, but we simply don't go run off down every trail that some fictitious author takes off on. We try to stick straight to the Bible as authentic as possible.
Now this seems to be obviously more than a museum, because you have a 472 seat theater, you have a ballroom in here, you've got a rooftop garden, restaurants that are more than just the plastic tray sit down and get a burger type restaurant. What is your hope to see this grow into?
Well, we want it to grow into the center of all things Bible. I mean, that's really it, because we believe that the Bible is the best source of information for people to navigate through life. And so we won't interpret the Bible for them. We don't render our own opinions. We just simply try to get them engaged, and then the Bible will speak for itself, and they'll come to their own conclusions, whatever they may be. So that's what it's about. And we're even involved in one of the biggest digs, the largest dig, archaeological dig in Israel right now. So we do much more than just the museum, but those things all come back and help the museum. So we have scholars, and there's a working laboratory in the museum where scholars will be translating from relics that have never been translated and adding to the body of the knowledge. So it's a working museum, but at the same time, it's a very entertaining museum because we know best people learn best
yes.
by doing and by participating. So it's very interactive, very technology.
Dr. Zeiss, we've got to go. What time does the museum open tomorrow?
Well, we're going to dedicate it tomorrow, but that's the invitation only because
okay.
we only have so much room. And that's at 10:30. And then we're open on Saturday at 8 o'clock for groups and 10 o'clock to the public. But they need to go online and get their timed.
You got it.
Or they'll have a problem.
That's the Museum of the Bible. Thank you, Dr. Zeiss.
Thank you.
It's 7:44 on WMAL.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If it no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-928-EXIT. That's 844-928-EXIT. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
iCarpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with EasyPass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with EasyPass.
iCarpool I-66.
Get your EasyPass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Have you been putting off fixing that fence or updating your yard fixtures? Well, way to procrastinate. Now you can save even more because Long Fence is offering the lowest prices of the year. Yep, cooler temps mean even hotter deals on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate. Now, the lowest prices of the year are waiting for you at Long Fence.
Everything we do makes a difference.
Hey, Vince Colonnais here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
It's 7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Pfizer's, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and it's a busy one, but we're getting closer to Friday, so that's good. Off of the Greenway and onto the toll road through Herndon-Reston. Again, it's been very slow. Crews have been checking in that area for any incidents, but it looks like just below speed for now. And again, as you merge onto the Beltway, hitting that stop and go. Same story with 66. We did have a minor crash near Business 234 that was cleared to the shoulder. So through Manassas Center, Centerville, Fair Oaks to Nutley Street. We have that stop and go. Now, 395, the big obstacle this morning had been the crash on the freeway with an overturned car. So that's why it was there so long, so much cleanup. Lanes have been open, but we're jammed leaving Springfield 95 onto 395. And it's no surprise, we did have a crash in the backups down there 110 before you get to the 14th Street Bridge to the shoulder now. So everyone, extra patience through there because it is just tedious when you're trying to get there and you just are not moving. It's very slow. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, we're back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, Akakik area, Livingston Road. Still watch for police direction there off of 210. Accident brought down some wires. We are able to get through there now. Metro Rail dealing with major delays. So plan for this. If you're using the rails this morning, orange, blue, silver lines, now single tracking. All those lines between Eastern Market and Federal Center. They're now dealing with a broken down train in addition to the power issue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move, clouds in this morning, maybe some breaks at times and a passing shower as we get into the afternoon. Sunshine will start to mix in at times. Upper 50s today and then falling temperatures this afternoon, maybe even into the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 44 degrees at 7:48 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by the Metro 29 Diner.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner, open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
All right, you ever play that game Cards Against Humanity? It's a funny game. It is ridiculously offensive, though, not for children.
No, not for children.
In any way. When some of the, I mean, it's basically you pair up cards with blank spaces in the sentence with like some answer that you have. You have the answers and the sentences that are open, kind of like what are those old Mad Libs? Kind of like a Mad Lib.
Yeah, like a Mad Lib. Exactly.
And you plug in
like some offensive phrase into your Mad Lib, like giving the tumor a cutesy name, or multiple stab wounds, or destroying the evidence, or Harry Potter erotica. I could go on. There's a lot of, you know, fairly offensive phrases that they plug in there. Well, Cards Against Humanity now is using its talents to buy up land on the U.S.-Mexico border to preclude the president of the United States from building his border wall. That's their plan. Listen to this ad that they're running for their promotion.
Donald Trump had just been elected president of the United States. The American empire was in decline. After decades of global supremacy, the people had become lazy and stupid.
And if you kick every Latino out of this country, then who is going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump?
The country seemed to be hanging by a thread.
Oh, that is pretty stupid.
But then, a small card game company from Chicago, Illinois, known as Cards Against Humanity, launched a bold campaign to save America.
All right, Peter Coyote, thank you. Here's more from that ad.
These scrappy comedy writers would come to be hailed as saviors by the American people. They stopped Trump's border wall, solved the problem of fake news, and ended the creeping scourge of homework.
The struggle was real. Things just kept getting worse.
Okay, let's go to the border wall here. Cut 31. Let's play this. This is Cards Against Humanity claims that they've purchased land.
On the first day of the campaign, Cards Against Humanity purchased acres of land on the U.S.-Mexico border and didn't build a wall on it.
All right, so sometime this year, in December, customers who participate in their holiday promotion are going to receive in the mail an illustrated map of the land, a certificate of their promise to fight the wall, and some new cards and a few other surprises. Anyway, they're promoting all of this, an effort to fight Donald Trump through an offensive card game. So I guess liberals are for that.
Apparently. It's just ridiculous. 751 on WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare, and you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate? You don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Kate Rogers at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning to you. The Dow is coming off its lowest level in 3 weeks after a 130-point drop yesterday, but futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. Thanksgiving is 1 week from today, and retailers are not only gearing up for the holiday shopping season, one big one is out with a strong earnings report, Walmart. Shares are up 3% in pre-market trading. Thanksgiving dinner is cheaper this year. The cost of a traditional meal for 10 10 people is down 75 cents to an average of $49.12. That is the lowest price in 5 years, mostly because of lower turkey prices. One thing that's up this Thanksgiving, though, the number of people traveling. AAA says nearly 51 million people will be on planes and trains and in automobiles next week. That is the most in a dozen years. And a Leonardo da Vinci painting, lost for years and bought in Louisiana for $10,000, sold for a record $450 million last night at auction. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-PLAN-RIC. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
755 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, who's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have a crash on the Maryland Beltway College Park area. So if you are coming out of Greenbelt, watch for delays. They're going to begin before the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The crash after Kenilworth Avenue, but before you get to the exit for Route 1 on the Interloop side, you come off of 95. We're bunched up out of Calverton and then solid lineup to check out all that activity. Outer loop into Silver Spring near University Boulevard. Crash was reported within the backups as you're heading over toward 270 into Bethesda and into the Sunglare. Interloop slows toward Connecticut Avenue. Aha, they found it on the toll road. We're talking about these delays here. Eastbound inbound toll road near Hunter Mill Road crashed to the shoulder and still expected a long time delay here as you head 395 north out of Springfield to the 14th Street Bridge, all from an earlier crash on the freeway long since gone. Update is now sponsored by GEHA. And with GEHA, you get health coverage made for federal employees, made to coordinate with Medicare, made to stay simple. Find your health plan at GEHA.com/2018. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move, clouds in this morning, maybe some breaks at times and a passing shower as we get into the afternoon. Sunshine will start to mix in at times. Upper 50s today and then falling temperatures this afternoon, maybe even into the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Prescriptions up to 10 times cheaper? Seven on Your Side exposes the drastic price differences in popular medications from store to store in our area. See how easy it is to find much lower prices for your prescriptions for free tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Tis the season to give thanks for the TGIT winter finales.
I need this.
First, the Grey's winter finale in three words. Twisty, terrifying, terminal.
What the hell is happening?
Why is everybody dying?
What?
Then, one scandal gladiator may be gone for good.
Quinn's dead, right?
You don't know that.
And on how to get away with murder.
Where's my baby?
What happened that insane night?
starting tonight at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11. Tomorrow on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington, from earless headphones to a touchscreen computer mirror, we're showing you this year's hottest holiday gadgets and gizmos. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington, tomorrow morning at 6.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled. So your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed. So everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
Vince, pray tell, what's coming up on WMAL?
Well, did you see the picture of Steve Mnuchin and his wife? It's causing so much heartache. So much! It's wonderful. Yeah. I'll tell you all about it.
Representative Steve King will be with us to not cause a heartache. He's going to talk taxes and DACA. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.